you can start.
Oh, that was playing the intro.
You are now invited to step through the doorway of time to explore a piece of the puzzle to life's hidden mystery. What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of these eternal questions? Who am I? What is my karma? And why, oh why, is my life like this? Money, sex, power. What's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? The psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. Good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast, and hello to all you good karma lovers out there. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with MG, spiritual insights with Babel, and Promo Pete announcing all the latest events and products that we here at Astro Babel Productions have to offer everyone who is interested in maintaining good karma. I'll also be taking calls later on in the show from anyone listening out there who would like their karma read. The numbers to call for your free karma reading are 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5227. And 1-877-876-5185, 1-877-876-5185. Before we get started, at the beginning of every show, I try to explain the definition of karma. I know, of course, a lot of people out there think to themselves, I know what karma means. It means either energy, good energy, or aura, or fate. Well, in actual fact, the true definition is as follows. The force generated by a person's actions, thought, word, and deed, which perpetuate reincarnation and determine the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. I'll read it again. The definition of karma. The force generated by a person's actions, thought, word, and deed, which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. And this is interesting for you, sorry, it's important for you to remember this definition for when you call in your karma reading later on in the show, because the readings hopefully will give insight into situations that the person is going through in their life and what they need to do to move forward, and the karma, how it affects them in their life in the here and now, and where it came from, where it originated. And the reason the show is called Money, Sex, Power, because money, sex, and power are in actual fact the three drives of the human race, which karma falls into. And yes, there are subheadings such as health, but those are the three main areas of karma, money, sex, and power, and hence the name of the show. So when you call in for your karma reading, hopefully you've taken note of that definition, so it will help you to understand the information you receive and how you can implement it in your life in the here and now. The purpose of the show, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, is to possibly make you think, question, and perhaps believe that what goes around really does come around in this life or the next or one after that and so forth. And that perhaps by having more awareness of this, you can make a difference to your life and inner self. Because by having the knowledge of your karma, it empowers you to take responsibility for your life in the shape it takes now and then on into the future. So hopefully all of you out there who are listening will be brave enough and not afraid to call in for your karma reading, so you can shed light on perhaps why your life is the way it is and what you can do to change it, so you can be empowered to move forward in this direction instead of perpetually repeating the same mistakes and problems over and over again. All of us at Astro Babel Productions, that's me, Babel, and Promo Pete, and Good Karma MG, we try to make these shows not only empowering, but healing and inspiring with a little bit of a touch of humor. Because it's important to remember that even though the topic of karma can be a little bit heavy sometimes to tackle, you have to look at the bright side and know that as much as you created the situation, you do have the power to change it. But the key is being able to transform the negative into the positive and realize that problems are the opportunities for each one of us to grow, and that we have the power to turn those problems into something more positive. So now let's move forward with some karma stories from NG. She always has great information that she finds out there, sometimes a wonderful world wide web and the newspapers and just what she hears and her daily excavations through life. And she brings these stories to us every week to show how people are implementing, whether they know it or they don't know it, good karma into the lives and the lives of other people. So, MG, are you there?
Yes, I am, Lilith. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I think that was
hello.
Three hellos today.
Hello, hello. Adding a couple there.
Yeah, no. So what do you have
there? Good karma lovers, huh?
So what do you have?
A couple of stories.
Uh-huh.
Couple of stories of good karma for all you good karma lovers out there. Okay. So let's start off from a story from NOLA.com. A story powered by caffeine and good karma. A massive volunteer effort unleashed this week by managers, executives, and other staffers of Starbucks Coffee Company. Even as it wrestles with a business downturn, it's using its first ever annual leadership meeting away from its home base to field 10,000 volunteers. They restored parks, schools, and houses this week in a city still recovering from Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, wow.
Kristen Gilbertson Palmer, director of Rebuilding Together New Orleans, a home restoration program, said, in a sheer scale, this is the largest single volunteer corporation effort I've ever seen, and I've worked with hundreds of corporations. Wearing shirts bearing the slogans Onward and Believe in the Power of 10,000, Starbucks volunteers are scraped and painted dozens of homes in Broadmoor and Holly Grove, painted sections of the Ted Gromley Stadium, built a playground at the New Orleans Free Academy, cleaned residential lots and parks in Gentilly, painted an urban vegetable garden in Holly, planted an urban vegetable garden in Holly Grove, and fashioned murals and tile benches at various public schools. Nearly 40 buses were needed on Monday to haul volunteers around to the myriad work sites. The coffee shop chain is working closely with several nonprofit groups, including Rebuilding Together, the Crescent City Art Project, and the New Orleans Food and Farm Network, and is providing grants totaling more than $1 million to the group. Starbucks workers from far away lend a hand in mending a city that still has far to go. Howard Schultz, Chief Executive Officer of Starbucks, said Monday during a break at a Wampy Avenue work site, "We were surprised, candidly, at some of the conditions that still remain here," he said. So, nice job from Starbucks employees for the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
amazing
great.
That the people in New Orleans who suffered from Katrina, it still hasn't got itself organized to the point where people go back there and live. I mean, it seems like to be an ongoing situation.
Exactly. There's people still living in deplorable conditions right now, you know, even after years after the flood, hurricane flood hit. So, you know, and it's a great thing that people haven't forgotten about, you know, the city of New Orleans. Because, you know, sometimes, it becomes sort of trendy to, do something and then forget about them. You know, sometimes it happens, and it's great that people haven't forgotten about the people of New Orleans and still trying to help people get them back on their feet.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Exactly. In the Daily News, it's a long way from Riverdale in the Bronx to Ghana in Africa, but the owner of a local children's haircutting and toy store has helped bridge the gap for Ghanaian kids forced into hard labor. Almost 2 years ago, Suzanne Asselbank heard about the children who worked in fishing villages along Lake Volta and began sending them toys and goodies from her store, someplace special haircuts for kids. Axelbank also entered and won the Make the World More Fun essay contest sponsored by Oriental Trading Company, a wholesaler of toys and party goods. Axelbank was presented with an award from this company, which also donated $10,000 in cash and products to the International Organization of Migration, which rescues the children. Poor parents overwhelmed by their children's needs sell them to fishermen as apprentices, Axelbank wrote in her winning essay, not realizing that children as young as 5 become unpaid laborers living under terrible conditions. They dive into freezing water to untangle fishing nets and herd cattle. They are often beaten, eat little, and get no medical care. PSAR said that 648 Ghanaian children ages 5 to 15 have been rescued between 2002 and 2007. I think that what Suzanne has done is remarkable because she heard about something, it moved her so much, and she took action above her means, and she accomplished a lot, said Salva Madorsky of USAIM, an independent group that raises funds for IOM.
That's a great story.
Yes, it is a great story. She actually, in 2007, when she found out about the conditions that children were suffering from, she actually turned her store's fifth anniversary into a fundraiser for the IOM. And she actually sponsors a couple of children. Currently, 80 children are sponsored by Americans and another 20 by Ghanaians. And an average cost to sponsor a child a year is about $240, and it provides them medical and psychological care after they've been rescued.
Oh, my goodness. That's a
really
nice story.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes people like that. That's why it's important to sort of read and watch the news and stuff like that, because you never know what you could learn, and maybe something can move you to do something and help, you know, people who are less fortunate. So those
are the good common stories for the week. That's a great story. I never always wonder about these people saying, well, I never watch the news or watch television or read the paper because everything's bad, but that's a little bit self-absorbed, I think.
You have to be aware of what's going on in the world outside of your little world, you know, and like this remarkable woman from the Bronx, it moved her so much that she's like, let me raise money for these people. You know what I mean? It's like something small like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, you shipping off to some country and, you know, well, you know what I mean? There's just small things you can do
that
have an impact on people.
Yeah, and it's being selfless instead of being self-absorbed.
Being self-absorbed, yeah, because, you know, it's the reality of the fact that there is people who are less fortunate. There are people who are suffering from, you know, horrible conditions. It's a fact. So people should be okay with sort of understanding that that's what happened in the world, and maybe, you know, you can do something about it. Don't shut yourself out and think that the world, you know, just thinking you're shutting yourself out from the world of what happened, that life will be better.
I know. Or someone's going to come and save you because you fall into one of those two categories.
Exactly.
And, as we only too well know. That last story in particular as well was really very, very touching. Did you find it difficult this week to get the stories?
This week actually a little difficult. It seems like this, for some reason I just kept finding stories about, you know, indicted, someone was, you know, I mean, it was a kind of a hard stretch to find these stories, but they were great stories nonetheless, so.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, because I think nobody's also consumed with the election as well. So I think that's
the election, that's another good point that, you know, the election's about like 5-6 days away, you know, November 4th. And I've been reading actually a lot of stories from like studies with record-breaking voter registrations. So, you know, go out there and vote. You know, if you really do have a say in how the country is going to turn out. So
I agree.
Take the time to vote, people. Please.
I know. Because I think if you have an opinion, which most people do on whatever opinion it is, left or right, you should vote for your opinion.
Exactly.
Instead of complaining about it, just do something. Participate.
Yeah, you can't complain if you don't vote. If you can vote.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have the ability to vote, you know, you're of age, then if you have an opinion, regardless of what that opinion is, you should go out there and support your opinion and stand behind your opinion.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a firm believer of that, so that way you're participating in making things hopefully better, but at least
hopefully
you supported
better.
Your opinion, yeah, whatever that opinion may be. Well, thank you so much. Good comment with you. Don't go away. And we're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to be back with Babbel's Insights.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Liz Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babble, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. EST and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. PST, bringing you good karma stories with MG that we just heard, and spiritual insights coming up with Babble and Promo Pete, who will be announcing later on in the show all the latest events and products that we offer to all those interested in maintaining good karma. And of course, for those of you listening out there, if you would like to have a karma reading, I will be taking calls from everybody. And these are the numbers to call, 1-877-876-5227 and 1-877-876-5185. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-877-876-5185 for you to call in for your karma reading. Before we go to Babble for his insights, we have a caller who's going to have a karma reading.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan, and you'd like a karma reading?
Yes.
Okay, great. The karma I'm seeing for you has to do with selfless service, that of being a martyr. I've seen a lifetime in the Middle Ages in Europe as a female, and you had the ability to a gift of cooking and making food in a very unusual way with natural products, herbs, things of that nature, but you were able to do it in such a way that people loved what you made, but you did it to the point that you'd go out to help the poor, you'd be up all day and all night cooking to help those less fortunate than yourself. And it's not as if you had a lot of money, you in actual fact had a very meager lifestyle. But you did this, you just wanted to help and serve other people to the point that you were the one that suffered in that you didn't do it for money, you just did it to help other people. So you died poor in poverty. So now, in this lifetime, you have to learn how to use whatever gift and talent you have, especially using your hand, to create something for yourself that not only helps yourself but helps other people, so there's balance. And not to be a martyr for people where you extend yourself or overextend yourself helping others less fortunate, or you think are less fortunate, to the degree that there's a minus on your end and a plus on their end, because you're helping people in this lifetime that might not necessarily need your help or should really learn how to take responsibility for themselves and may not even deserve it, and you also take on the karma of other people, which can in actual fact affect your physical health and well-being. So the important thing is that you have dharma in money, which means that anything you do of a creative nature that helps you and does help others, but helps you, you know, first and foremost, can create financial substance, financial prosperity for you beginning next year in 2009. So between now and the rest of the year, it's important that you put together, you know, a business plan or format or structure that supports you doing something that you've created, preferably with your hands, that can eventually open doors to make money. But it's important that you learn not to be a martyr to the point that you physically suffer or are left without. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a hairdresser.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, a hairstylist. Oh, okay. That's interesting. So do you think you'll be able to apply the information?
Yes, because I know exactly what's going on right now, and it makes sense with what you're saying.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
So I thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. So all of you listening out there, I hope you heard that reading. So feel free to call in to the numbers I gave earlier, 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5185 for your karma reading. And as I said earlier, the karma, the definition of karma is the force generated by a person's actions, thought, word, and deed, which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. So when you call into your karma reading, you'll find out the cause that's creating the effect and what you need to do to fix it. So now we can go on to Babel's insights and find out what he has for us today. Babel.
Good morning, Lilith, and good morning, listeners on BBS Radio. I'd like to mention two things here. Let's not forget Galveston, Texas. They had a bad hurricane this year, and probably going through the same things that Katrina did to New Orleans, so there might be some help efforts going there. And also, a comment about Starbucks is also I have to get a shout-out to them because they are trying efforts to support coffee growers and making a sustainable income for them. So I have to give a real shout-out to Starbucks. They're trying hard and going in the direction of sustainable farming for coffee growers. But today, I would like to talk about how to maintain a healthy outlook in the midst of all this fear, worry, and stress, and doubt, and negative outlook forecasted for our country and well-being. Being spiritually fit, as you know, each week I talk about how to be spiritually fit in mind, body, spirit, and soul. It's important to remember to be a positive force in the midst of all this darkness. These are a few suggestions I have to everybody listening to remember that you have a choice. Your free will and choice will determine whether you fall prey to the negative forces and become an agent of darkness and negativity, adding to the problem, or will you choose to become a positive force in the world and be a beacon of light, like a lighthouse on a rocky shoreline, guiding the ships coming in from sea. Each day, these are my suggestions, each day you can be kind, you can smile, you can give someone a compliment, you can give out a helping hand. You can reach out to help someone in need. Try not to complain. Apologize right away if you're wrong. Give a loved one a hug and tell them how much you love them. And then tell them it's going to be okay. If you can help financially, do so. The smallest amount always helps. These are only a few things, and I urge you to please come up with some of your own and contribute to all the positive things that life's worth living for, and be a part of the good karma story that MG talks about each week, and counteract all the negative forces in the world, and all won't be lost. Good luck, and have a wonderful day.
Oh, that is wonderful, Babel. Thank you so much. That was really, really, really very heartfelt. I think a lot of people, you know, whether they know it or not, can fall prey to negative thinking that just adds to more negativity that's going on in the world. So I think that the little piece that you talked about today was very appropriate and very timely. And I think there's a lot of help to a lot of people out there. So I know you have to run because I know you've got things to do.
Yeah, I just felt that each day you can be a positive force. And you know, these stories that you're hearing from, good karma stories from MG, are examples of what I'm trying to talk about being spiritually fit in the midst of this negative outlook. It's just a perception.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fall prey to the perception.
Exactly.
You know, happiness is a choice, and we know this. So, you know, being the cause of your own effect, as we talk about karma on this show, you have to be the cause of what you're trying to create an effect in your life, which will ultimately lead to happiness or more despair. So you have a choice in the matter. You don't have to succumb to, you know, negativity. So that's really the key here, is that you can choose to do good or you can choose to fall into a downward spiral.
And that's very, very true. I agree.
And that's really the, you know, the insight today, is that in troubled times, even in the times of depression in this country, people still reached out and helped people got through the difficult times.
Yeah, they did, actually. They did. You're absolutely right.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, just as, you know, and just as much as that the perception is it's going to become hard and bad, that's the time to group together and help each other. And you'll find how easier it is to get through the difficult times with doing that rather than complaining.
It's very true. And as I said earlier, problems are opportunities for a person and us to grow.
Absolutely.
So, what do you plan for next week?
I hope that helps, and, you know, I'll work on what I got next week.
Okay? All right. Thank you so much, Babel, and enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you again next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. So there you have it, some Babel insights, always very heartfelt and thought-provoking. So before we go to promo Pete, I'll announce once again the number for those of you who want to call for your karma reading. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. Once again, for your karma reading, 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. And for those of you who can't get to a phone, because very often once we finish the show, we've found that since we started doing this, there's always people still calling in for their reading. So if for some reason you miss us on a Friday, go to our website, whatsyourkarma.tv. That's whatsyourkarma.tv. And you can sign up maybe for an email reading or some other events that we have happening at this point in time. Probably people talk about what's going on. But definitely don't feel that you've missed out. Just go to our website, whatsyourkarma.tv, and you'll see the also webisodes that we have of past events of me doing anonymous readings, which is something unusual that I do. And hopefully you'll be able to get a reading somehow, some way, somehow. But please call in if you're listening out there for your karma reading at the numbers I gave earlier. And then we're going to go to commercial break again and come back with Promo Peak.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. Good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon. Sorry, that's right, good afternoon, East Coast. I was getting it mixed up. And hello to all you good karma lovers. And we're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. EST and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. PST, bringing you good karma stories with MG and spiritual insights with Babel and Promo Pete, announcing the latest events and products that we offer to everyone who's interested in maintaining good karma. We've heard from Good Karma MG, her wonderful stories, and we've also heard at the spiritual insights of Babel, and very shortly we'll be coming up with Promo Pete with his announcements. With Astro Babel, we really try to make karma easy for people to understand and implement in their lives to the best of our ability, so that people can understand and realize that karma doesn't have to be such a heavy, esoteric concept that they cannot really apply realistically in one's life. Because some people think, well, how can I apply, you know, good karma in my life? And how can I maintain good karma? It's just too difficult. And it really takes practice in really understanding how to treat another person in a way that you would like to be treated yourself. In other words, following the golden rule, because that's in actual fact what that means. Treat other people in the way you wish to be treated yourself. And if you stop to think for 1 second in your daily activities, how am I treating other people? How is that going to affect them, what I say and what I do, my thought, word, and deed? And how would I like to be treated? And if you can apply that thought process to your daily activities, then you're applying good karma, because then you're taking into consideration the thoughts and feelings of other people. And yes, it can be difficult initially to get to this habit pattern, but once you start bit by bit to apply this rule of thought, you'd be surprised how it becomes a regular practice. So karma isn't something that is heavy or difficult to tackle or implement. It's something that is empowering when you see the positive effect it has, not only on other people, but how it makes you feel fulfilled in that you've been able to demonstrate, you know, positive energy or positive actions or positive, you know, something to other people, which then in turn has a ripple effect from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. So that's basically what this show is about really trying to make karma a simple topic and for people to understand it does fall into three areas of life, the three main drives of the human race are money, sex, and power. So that's why the show is called Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? Okay, so now we're going to move on to Promo Pete. And as I said earlier, for those of you listening, please call in and get your karma reading. Don't be afraid. It's not as bad as you think. Once you have this information, you can apply it in a way that will improve your life and yourself in a more positive direction. Promo Pete, are you there?
Yes, I am. Well, hello. How are you?
How are you? How are you?
Good.
Oh, hello, hello. You get three hellos.
Hello, listeners out there. How are you? Hope everyone's great. This is Promo Pete. For those of you interested in learning about ways to maintain good karma, you can log on to our main media website, whatsyourkarma.tv. There you will find a link to our Think Good Karma online merchandise store, where we have available our recently published Karma Clues, a Guide to Good Karma book, Think Karma t-shirts in many different designs, colors, also organic teas, and lastly, our Think and Dream of World Peace Dream Stones. These Dream Stones, when held, represent the link to Earth and the hope of humanity. So one of the great sort of products we have available on the Think Good Karma online store is our book called Karma Clues, a Guide to Good Karma. For those of you who are thinking or pondering what should I get individuals for stocking stuffers, this would make a great stocking stuffer. It's a small 72-page paperback book that falls into the genre of advice and self-help, and a little synopsis of the book is as follows. A fun, entertaining, and insightful book that guides and inspires each individual to create good karma. The purpose of this little book is to help each person through the times of life when there seems to be no answer or reason for their current experiences. Each phrase in this book has been formulated to give clues to the source of the issue being faced and the karma to be addressed. So therefore, give with love, kindness, and tolerance in your heart, and you too shall receive the same. This book is authored by Lilith Dove, your host of the show. And I urge everyone to go and purchase them. They're really quite insightful. Some of the quotes in the book are as follows. Problems about opportunities to grow. As one door closes, another one always opens if you affirm it to be so. And the key to making money is to find a need and fill it. The illustrations are also authored by your host, MG, Good Karma with MG. And, you know, it's a great book, and the illustrations are really fantastic. So I urge everyone to go on to whatyourkarma.tv and click on our Think Good Karma online store.
Thank you, Paula P. And as Paula P was saying, the book is actually really good because for those of you also who can't get a reading or can't get on the phone, to the phone for whatever reason, the Think Good Karma book, Karma Clues, Guide to Good Karma, is a book that you hold it and you meditate for a second on whatever it is you're going through. Then you open the page, and whatever page you open it at basically tells you what you need to do in the karma that you have to overcome in a simple phrase. It has a little illustration. So I designed the book in a way that would be Promo Pete said, a motivational tool, self-help tool for people to navigate their way on a daily basis through their problems and obstacles and difficulties and whatever it is they have to face on a daily basis. So that definitely is something I would recommend to people who are interested in maintaining their good karma and for whatever reason are unable to get to the phone or always miss us every Friday, because every Friday it happens that we put down the phone and there's four or five people still trying to call in for a reading. So call in now or go to whatyourkarma.tv and perhaps get the Guide to Good Karma. So Promo Pete, what have you been working on this week, promotional-wise?
Oh, well, you know, there's many things coming up, as we know, the holidays, so sort of affiliations with different charities. Everyone seems to really like our Think and Dream of World Dreamstone, so really the key is to sort of get that sort of, to get back to different events and different scenarios of that type. Also, we're planning later in the year to hopefully do a live What's Your Karma show in New York City. So we're sort of gathering individuals who are interested in getting a karmic reading, a live karmic reading, which is a lot different than actually getting one over the phone. When you see it, you will be quite amazed. So I urge those individuals who are interested in that, join our mailing list, and we'll send you information in the next couple of weeks as to when that might possibly be. Besides that, sort of, you know, just, you know, the year's coming to a close, the election, and so, you know, just sending out positive thoughts and energy out, you know, to sort of get the right candidate in our government. Things need to change. So pretty much, you know, what I've been working on.
That's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I always, you know, as I said earlier, so many people, as we've been experiencing since we've been doing this show, always calling after the show is over because they can't get through on the lines. And so, you know, people need to go to the website to, you know, get either get an email reading or, you know, purchase the a Dreamstone or the book or T-shirt or something that helps them to remind them to maintain good karma, you know, as a little tool for themselves. Because, as I said, it seems to be every week there's more and more people trying to get on the phone.
Absolutely, definitely. You know, I think the more sort of people become aware that, you know, sort of what they think can manifest, you know, they'll be more cognitive of sort of how they sort of go about life and what choices they make. So, very important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And also I noticed this week, just watching television, the amount of times I heard the word karma utilized in some reality show and just, you know, in some way, shape, and form, it was amazing that people use the word so loosely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the problem is most people, they just think it's always payback. And, you know, maybe on some level it is, but it's not really payback. It's just, like you said, it's a lesson. So it's something mm-hmm. that sort of needs to be sort of confronted and, you know, healed and overcome. Really, that's really what it is. It's not sort of like, I get revenge at me, so therefore, you know, you're getting bad karma, so sort of thing. It's a different sort of scenario.
Exactly.
Change the mindset of how people use the word.
I definitely think so. Because it's used in the way that it's used on television, it does have a negative connotation. I think that's the problem. A lot of people think of it as retribution. In a negative way, though, you know, well, as you said, you did something, so you're going to get it back. And it is what goes around, comes around, but they're lessons in life. It's not so much about retribution.
Exactly. You know, and you know, one of the wisest things, you know, actually, you know, you're the one who's ever told me was, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. So just if someone does wrong you in a way, yeah, you can try to ways to heal and try to overcome it, but two wrongs never really make a right. So getting revenge on someone is really not the proper way of healing the karma, therefore you incur more karma. So
exactly, and I think that's a good point that you brought up from a piece, because two wrongs definitely don't make a right, and invariably if you go out and exact revenge on somebody, the likelihood is you're incurring karma for yourself. You know, so letting the universe sort of fix the problem or take care of it.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I've said that phrase to like 16, 17-year-olds, you know, in different scenarios that I sort of, you know, deal with on a daily basis. It's interesting, you know, their answer to me is, that's true, but they said two negatives make a positive. I said, well, that's in math. That's not in life. Two negatives definitely don't make a positive in life. But, you know, they're trying to sort of make it seem like it's a math equation. Negative and negative is positive.
that's not the way.
I mean, but, you know, that's how 16, 17, 18-year-olds think. You know what I mean? So it's quite interesting because it's not only one other person that it's me, and it's actually two others, you know, said it to me. So I think it's very, very intriguing how they think.
That is seriously disturbing. That is really, really disturbing. I have a funny buzzing sound in my ear. I don't know what that is. Strange buzzing sound. Can you hear it?
Yes, I actually can hear it too.
Hmm. That's pretty odd.
Exactly. So,
it's getting louder. It's getting louder and louder. Oh, it's stopped now. It's really bizarre. It's strange. Yeah, but no, that's interesting you should say that. I might never come across someone saying that, but it's an interesting perspective, as you said, from a 16 and 17-year-old, and that explains why when you read the news, you hear such negative scenarios.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I think the main thing is people just don't stop to think about what it can actually do, what doing that or saying that can actually do to that person, you know what I mean? So I think really that's really what people need. And I know 16, 17-year-olds, they're either always tired, they're either always tired or they just don't pay attention. I think that's really the main cause of some of their woes and worries.
But then also I think that, you know, if operating from that mindset of two negative makes a positive, then if someone does something negative to you, you're doing something back equally negative because you want to hurt that person.
Yes, I agree with you. It's not really a positive way. I always say to them that's not really the way, and I try to give them a scenario, but sometimes they listen, but it falls on deaf ears. You know, at least the information was told to them, so at that point they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm just thinking about what you just said about the two negatives and the positive. I find that so disturbing. There's nothing positive in that. Two negatives do not make a positive. In reality of life, it doesn't work that way.
Because I think the person, when they mentioned it to me, they basically said, like, for example, someone was picking on them, and so, you know, the person ignored them, so therefore the person then slapped him on the face or something. So he then slapped him on the face, and he felt good about slapping him on the face, but I'm like, well, you could have handled it a different way instead of slapping him on the face. I don't really think that's a really good idea. But, you know, because I'm like, then you're going to elicit his friends to get at you, and then it's going to be a whole big thing. It's just you.
Yeah, exactly. It escalates.
That's what I mean. So that was his reaction. You have to stand up for yourself, but there's ways to do it in a healthy way. That's pushing, slapping someone back.
That's interesting. MG, are you still there?
I'm still here listening to your...
Did you hear that?
I just, like, that explains a lot of things. You know, I think people sometimes want that immediate gratification of, you know, like, aha, I got you back. But, you know, it was a good point that you have to really think about the effects of, like, the long-term effects of what your action has. You know what I mean? Like, if you slap someone back, then they'll, like, have their posse slap you back. You know what I mean? It's like, your posse slap their posse back. I mean, like, it's like, it gets ridiculous. So, you know. So I think people just need to sort of like, from what Pete said, think of alternative ways to deal with the situation. And most of the times these problems that people want revenge on, they're not really such
silly
problems. They're silly problems. You know what I mean? There's people out there who, you know, are suffering from genocide or, you know, slave trades or hunger. You know what I mean? So things like someone like, you know, stole your pen or, you know, said something rude about you, that those things can be taken care of in a more civil fashion.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. You know, when you hear these stories of gang violence, the situation where I would imagine that scenario that Prominent Pete described would come into play in terms of, well, you know, two negatives are going to make a positive to rectify the situation. I think that's why you have a lot of gang violence.
Exactly, and most of the time it's probably something silly like, you know, why are you talking to my girl? Why are you talking to my boy? You know, something.
Or you looked at someone the wrong way, you know, I was just looking at them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think it's like, what's that famous Gandhi quote? Be the change that you want to see in the world or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, self-awareness and awareness of the world around you, I think, is also key parts to having good karma and practicing good karma in your life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, speaking of that, I mean, so many people are not self-aware. They're not aware of themselves. They have no inner connection with themselves at all. They just don't have any desire even to do that.
Yeah, and if you're aware of just how you behave or what you say, you know, and realize maybe, you know, what I'm saying or doing isn't the most positive. If you start practicing that and start trying to make changes, you can see how it makes a difference between with yourself and just your interaction with people around you. And that's like another tool to having good karma.
Yeah. This reminds me of a conversation I had with someone who's a contractor. And he was saying about how he works really, really hard, you know, lifting, you know, 100-pound, you know, bricks, things of that nature, you know, physical work. So at the end of the day, sometimes he likes to go to the bar and have a drink to wind down. And I said, well, you know, that may not be always the best way to do that. It's something like meditation or taking up an activity that allows you to sort of, you know, be still or be with yourself a little bit more, like sort of introspective might be better than drinking. I mean, not that he drinks a lot, but, you know, he said he drinks a fair amount and he does that quite a bit. But he said, oh, no, I'd much rather have a drink, that meditation would never work, something like that. I said, but you don't know, she's never tried it. He said, well, I just know, because I do a lot of physical work, and I need something, you know, like alcohol to wash it, all that physical exertion away. It was just an interesting conversation, because, you know, I didn't, of course, you know, force, you know, it on him, but I just made a suggestion that he might want to try it, but he was just very quick to negate it, that it couldn't be of any help at all in any way, shape, or form.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah, the best solution for him was to go and have a drink. You know, it wasn't just, you know, like wine. He was drinking hard liquor. It was, he drinks Hennessy. Was it Hennessy? I don't think so. I think it was Hennessy and something else that he drank. But, I mean, at the end of the day, his end of the day is, I think, 5, 6 o'clock. That's a little disturbing.
It is. That's disturbing. I mean, not even, the fact that he's not even open to it, that's, you know.
And he was young. He was young.
Young.
You know, when I say young, he was, you know, he wasn't maybe, at least maybe 30, 28, 30. I mean, he's not, you know, in his 40s or 50s.
You
know. But I was disturbed.
No, I think that speaks to, you know, the panacea of what people, like the quick fix. It's like a numbness. I mean, I know most people that I know do that too.
Yes.
They want to numb them. I mean, granted, you don't have to come home after a hard day of work and work, but they want to numb themselves to the degree where they just don't want to think about anything.
Well, definitely, I would, you know, the vibe of this person, that's what I picked up, that he definitely wanted to numb things out. And I just said, well, you know, it's just something to think about, you know, just, you know, get some nice music, sit with yourself, and just, you know, close your eyes and relax, you know. It might be of help to you, because if you're doing such physical work, I said, you have to maybe deal with it on another level, not just the physical aspect of it, but I don't know, alcohol is really the answer to that.
And he's drinking hard liquor. I don't even think that's so his liver to begin with, you know. So he's doing physical labor, and then he thinks he's doing something unwinding, but he's actually causing physical strain on his health system by drinking hard liquor every night or something.
Yeah, and it's not even, you see, because I had to talk to him about some work that I needed done, but this was around 6 o'clock, so he was on his way to the bar.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was disturbing. It wasn't 9 o'clock at night, you know, when, you know, people go out and they social drink. This is early evening, late afternoon, early evening. So I thought, well, it's a bit early to be drinking, isn't it?
Exactly. It's amazing what people do with their downtime, with their free time, what they actually do with that, you know. Mm. You know, that you could do so much more positive things with your downtime, like you said, meditate or journal things. You know, just sort of have more of an introspective, like like you said.
You know. Yeah. Because obviously it was plainly obvious, just, you know, you could tell that he was, you know, not like Palmer Pete said, numbing things down, and obviously whatever it is he was trying to suppress, he needed to journal it or do something else with it other than trying to wash it away with alcohol.
Yeah,
and I was disturbed.
It's disturbing because you actually, I mean, it's surprising what you can get out of meditation or journaling, because sometimes when you write this stuff down or just having quietness to yourself, it's amazing what insight you can get for yourself to, like, oh, okay, you know, I can do the A, B, or C. You know, I don't have to be stuck doing this or whatever it is that's making you unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that whether it's alcohol or, you know, people smoke pot, whatever it is they do, it's sort of taking that time and energy to build a stronger relationship with themselves so that they can improve themselves and their lives. You know, I think we have another caller coming in, so just don't go away from a Pete and MG. We'll see who we have. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Did you call in for your reading?
Yes, I did.
So what's your name?
My name is Dana.
Dana, where are you calling from?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, Dana. Well, the karma I'm seeing for you is that of a warrior, someone who's fought in many battles, in many of the ancient civilizations, but primarily I'm seeing Asia, in China, the war between China and I think it was Mongolia. I think in around the 8th or 9th century, but I know the 7th I'm seeing is a long time ago. But in that particular battle, you were a fierce, very fierce warrior. You were actually very, you know, I would say, good at what you did in terms of fight and standing up for what you believed in, your culture, everything that was important to you. But as a result of that, you took it to the extreme, and that a lot of people died and were tortured with your hands, so to speak. And in that lifetime, you were supposed to use the energy of being able to fight in a more of a verbal way in terms of communication to help support other people who are less fortunate who were oppressed instead of taking it to the physical level. So some karma was created from that particular time frame in the here and now, where you'll find yourself in situations where you either have to stand up for yourself or other people, but it's for you to use your voice. And you have to be careful of being able to temper down the energy that you might feel to really not be aggressive, but overly assertive in a way that puts people on the defensive or makes situations worse than they are already, but to learn how to use your voice, I would say, as a peacemaker, and to help people who are either oppressed or less fortunate in a positive way. And that, in turn, would catapult you financially in a more positive direction, so you can earn more money, or at least open doors for you to earn more money, a way you can use your voice in a way that helps other people.
Wow, that wasn't very nice.
Well, no, it's just, you have to look at it, as I said earlier, it's not, all of us have had lifetimes where we've done things for whatever reason based on the time frame, because that was the time frame when you don't stop to think, as we were just talking about, what the cause of the offense is going to be. And if you're a soldier or warrior, it's not necessarily the foremost thing on your mind.
No.
So don't pick on yourself because of it. It's just you have to look at the time frame.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago, a really long time ago, and based on the culture, that's just what you did.
So would that have been, so between that lifetime and this lifetime, I wasn't here, and I waited this long to be here to try to make up for the wrongdoings of that lifetime?
Well, you were had other lifetimes since then, but what happens is that you have the time frame has to be correct for you to work out the karma. So there's other karmas, but the one that's affecting you the most now is that particular lifetime. But yes, there's other karmas and there's other lifetimes, but right now that's the one that's affecting you at this point in time.
That makes some sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I must have been really bad in another lifetime to have this much stuff happening, you know? So,
oh, you said that?
I have said that repeatedly.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out because, well, the feeling about myself in this lifetime is that, you know, I'm very compassionate towards people that are less fortunate. And I had a reading a long time ago, and it said that later on in my life I'm going to be on a large scale, a humanitarian on a large scale. That would be after my children were raised and everything. And so I've always wondered, well, you know, I wonder where that's going to be. What particular humanitarian focus I'm going to have, you know, because at this point that's my desire, but I'm just trying to get my family raised right now. So, but, you know, things happen and you go, boy, I feel like I'm a pretty decent person to people now.
Which is good, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so you do wonder, you're like, oh, I don't even do anything mean, and I have all this stuff happen. But I do believe in past life, you know, lessons mm-hmm. and things that you are supposed to be learning in each lifetime. And so that does make sense to me.
And the important thing is to learn, because if you don't learn, then you just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. So the fact that you somehow in your consciousness figured out, I have to have done something.
Upsetting to hear it was that bad.
Well, trust me, there's worse. There's much worse.
I don't feel that way now. Now I'm, that kind of stuff turns my stomach, you know, and maybe that's because I was so embedded in it.
Exactly. I mean, and you have to think, just look at what goes on in life now, what's going on in the world. Those same karmas are being repeated. Not necessarily by you, but other people.
They still are going on. And it was interesting that you would say Asia, because I have when I think of China, and this isn't, it's not culturally, but I get a kind of a sickness in my stomach.
Oh, there you go.
That happens to this day, like to their women still.
their children. I have a friend that adopted a couple of girls from there, and I just think, you know, I can't believe that's still going on after all of this, the industry and everything, the growth and the stuff that's going on. They're still so ancient in so many ways, and maybe that's why. Maybe that particular section of the world upsets me so much still because of what you just told me. That kind of makes sense.
Oh, that usually does happen. It usually does happen,
yeah.
You know, you can have an aversion to a place or a culture because of something that's happened to that place or culture.
Yeah, it's definitely not a race aversion. I don't have aversion to Asian people themselves.
Oh, no,
I
don't
have an empathy for them.
It's the
country. It's the politics of that country. Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, mentioning in terms of race, you'd be surprised how people who unfortunately may be extremely bigoted is connected to something that happened to them in a previous lifetime.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
You know, and that's why I find this work so fascinating, because there's always a cause that's created the effect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting to find out, well, what is it, or what happened to that person, or what experience did they go through that's making them who they are now.
Wow, that wasn't anything I expected, but I'm sure after I digest it for a little bit longer, it's going to make a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to remember, Dana, you're already halfway there. And what I was going to say to you, 2009, 2010, something's going to come your way that's going to lead you in the direction, you know, on a humanitarian level, on a worldwide scale. It's the latter part of next year.
Okay.
So keep doing what you're doing in terms of taking care of your family, because right now that's important, but because you're on the way or the path karmically of where you're supposed to be going, the end of next year, 2010, is going to manifest.
And I'll recognize it when it gets.
Yes, you will. But is it you're sort of being prepared now for it?
What, excuse me?
Is it you're being prepared now? You're going through the preparation now, so it's important that you take care of your children, your family, all the things that you need to do now for what's coming.
Would you, is it coming maybe through a family, like a daughter, like a family member? Would you?
It is in some way connected to family. It definitely has a connection to family. That's why it's important that you continue with what you're doing. And it has to do, might not necessarily be your immediate family, but something you may share with somebody else that can help their family or help them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking time with me today. My sister-in-law turned me on to you, and she...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did. I think she's turned a lot of people from Salt Lake on to you.
Oh, who's your sister-in-law?
Her name is Bee.
I remember. I think it was last week or the week before. I do remember the name.
Yep, she's probably your number one fan.
Oh!
Anyway, so I'm very happy I called you today, and I may be calling you later.
It was great talking to you, Dan. And you should go to our website, watchacoma.tv, because you'll see webisodes from our live event.
Oh, okay.
And we were actually in Utah last year.
Yeah, she told me, I think, about the time when you were going to be here last year, and I wasn't able to attend. But
well, we're thinking of maybe coming again soon.
Oh, good.
So, you know,
will that
rally
be
posted rally
on
the
website?
Truth. Yes, watchacoma.tv.
WhatYourComma.tv, okay.
Yeah, and you'll see everything's up there, you know, and you'll see how I read it, because I read it anonymously.
Yeah, which I like.
Yeah, it's a better way to do, I think, psychic readings, because that way, you know, you can't get accused of cold reading or any of the things that skeptics tend to throw at people in my industry.
Right.
You know. But no, absolutely, you know, go to the website and feel free to stay in touch, and when we come out again, which hopefully will be soon, you know, hopefully you'll be there.
I will. I'll make a very concerted effort to be there and bring along my friends and family.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's definitely something we're seriously thinking about.
I will. I will watch your website for the date.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your...
Oh, it's a pleasure. Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was definitely a very insightful reading. Promo Pete, MG, you still there?
Yes, that was very insightful.
It was very insightful, I think. It was a very positive reading, very thought-provoking, as always.
Absolutely.
So I think we'll wrap things up now. And before we go, I'll just say thank you to everybody who called in. And I really appreciate people who take the time to listen to our show. We're getting great feedback from everybody. you know, through emails and just, you know, the people we're coming in contact with who are listening to the show and seem to really like it. So it's resonating. It's definitely resonating with a lot of people. And as I said earlier, you know, once you find out your karma, you can then know the cause to change the effect. And what goes around does come around, whether now, later, or in the future. So thank you all for listening, and tune in to us again next week, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show, the talks of living, and remember to take into consideration or give thought to what's your karma.
Money, sex, power, what's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?